Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.
This podcast is sponsored by Doctors of Waikiki, your local Hawaii Nissan dealers, and HMAA. This is Hawaii News Now, first at 4.
At first at 4, the FBI has arrested former Punahou basketball coach Dwayne Ewen for possession of child pornography. This comes about a year after he settled several child sex abuse lawsuits brought by high-profile student athletes. Rick Daysog has our top story.
The FBI raided Dwayne Ewen's Manoa home early Thursday morning. They arrested him for allegedly possessing pornographic images of one of his former players, who was 17 at the time. The former Punahou basketball coach is accused of sending the girl naked pictures of himself back in 2020. And according to court documents, he repeatedly asked her to perform sexual acts on him and repeatedly offered to pay her to have sex and phone sex. His arrest is a day that Ewan's other alleged victims have waited for years.
I was totally blown away. I was not expecting that phone call, and I just started crying, and it was a happy phone call for sure. It was tears of happiness and tears of relief.
Former Punahou student and MMA star Elimelei McFarlane and ex-University of Hawaii basketball standout Shaunalei Kuehu filed civil suits against Ewan. They allege he groomed them when he was their coach at Punahou and sexually assaulted them when they were minors. The suits were settled out of court, and Ewan never admitted wrongdoing. He was not prosecuted because the statute of limitations had expired.
It's relief. It's, you know, it's heartening to know that there's still hope out there that, you know, he'll finally get the punishment.
Punahou School issued a statement today saying, quote, "We have worked actively with and supported the FBI on this matter, and we admire the courage of survivors in their pursuit of justice." The FBI searched Ewan's Manoa home for several hours this morning. They were assisted by state law enforcement officials who brought along a dog specializing in sniffing out electronic devices. They also searched his Apple iCloud account, where they found three pornographic images of the same victim stored on his account. The FBI is asking anyone who believes Ewan may have victimized them to come forward by calling 808-673-2719 or by emailing ewaninvestigation@fbi.gov. That contact information is also posted on our website. Rick Daysog, Hawaii News Now.
Rick, thank you. Also today, 29-year-old Manuel Thomas was booked at the main Kiawe Street Sheriff's Station. He was indicted on sex trafficking and kidnapping charges. According to court documents, Thomas is accused of drugging a woman, holding her against her will, and forcing her into prostitution. She told police she escaped when she was finally able to message her mother on Instagram. He's currently being held without bail. A house on Peke Lane in Waipahu went up in flames overnight. Firefighters arrived on scene at around 1:45 this morning. The fire was fully extinguished about 2 hours later, and a neighbor said the home is abandoned and the cause is still under investigation. A Maui firefighter sucked into a storm drain last week is still fighting to survive. 24-year-old Trey Evans Dumaran was critically injured last Friday in Kihei while responding to a series of flooding calls during heavy rain. Loved ones are posting updates about his condition online. The latest one today says he is slowly making progress. His family is still asking for blood donations because there is a major shortage right now. Coming up at 5, Blood Bank of Hawaii shares how they're tracking donors who are specifically coming in for Trey. We're learning troubling new details about the massive sperm whale that washed up dead on Kauai shores last week. Casey Lund spoke with the scientists who are working to determine its cause of death.
Aloha from Marine Corps Base Hawaii. We're here at the UH Health and Stranding Laboratory. This is a really important space for marine sciences in Hawaii. And I want to talk to the director of the UH Health and Stranding Laboratory, Dr. Christy West. Dr. West, we're talking about that whale that washed up on Kauai South Shore, 60-ton, massive, really beautiful animal. And that happened Friday afternoon. You guys responded to that. And then now we're starting to get a little bit of a more in-depth look about how it may have died. Can you tell us what we're looking at here at this table?
Yeah, we're looking at marine debris that was recovered from the stomach of the whale, and we do believe that this likely led to its death. So there's some evidence that it caused a blockage in have lots of other prey remains, lots of squid beaks, fish skeleton. So the animal was actively eating for quite some time, but not able to digest that food. And so we do think it's likely that this marine debris really did lead directly to its demise.
Can you talk a little bit? You were there on site. It was DLNR, the County of Kauai, you folks and NOAA. What is an operation like that when you're really dealing with the physical remains of that whale? It's a huge undertaking, I imagine.
Yeah, heroic effort, and really would not have had the opportunity to examine it at all without all of these partners coming together and really making that happen. This initial work at the time of necropsy on Kauai, where we try to do as much of an examination as possible, and it's really partial because of the immense size and those logistical limitations, but we collect samples from all major organ systems, and those come back to the laboratory here, and what Connor's working on is really screening to see if there's any evidence of viruses and bacteria that we know cause a problem for whales and dolphins in Hawaiian waters. And although we believe the cause of death is related to the marine debris, we're also looking for evidence of those pathogens to learn more about that potential threat.
Dr. West, I appreciate you guys sharing a little bit about this, educating folks and reminding us that we really can do better when it comes to plastic waste. And I want to talk a little bit about that marine debris specifically. DLNR has a hotline and an email address that you can report marine debris like fishing nets and other plastics, other waste like that. And NOAA has a hotline as well for reporting marine mammals and other sea creatures that are in distress so that they can respond appropriately and take care of those the way they should be handled. We want to send you to Hawaii News Now. com for all that information. Reporting at Marine Corps Base Hawaii, I'm Casey Lund. For now, we'll send things back to you.
Thank you very much, Casey. Heads up for those about to hit the road. Traffic alert in Aiea. The Board of Water Supply is working to repair a 12-inch main break in the eastbound lanes of Kamehameha Highway between Ka'onohi and Palimomi streets. Traffic is being rerouted to Ka'onohi, and you can see the backup in that area. No ETA on when repairs are expected to be finished, so plan for alternate routes.
And in your first alert forecast, you can see some of the clouds that are building up this afternoon and eventually some pop-up storms forming tomorrow. So just wanted to give you a first alert heads up for the western end of the state. A wetter pattern is going to be coming into the picture. The reason why we have a disturbance that will be marching over the state, seeing some heavy downpours that you could see some of the heavy rain that continues to make its way over the Garden Isle. And that's where most of the rain will be falling. The Waianae Range actually seeing some pop-up storms at this hour. And it's after some daytime heating. And then the farther west you go, that's where the rain will be the next couple of days. But the farther east you go, we're going to be tracking less rain, more probably isolated in nature. And Kailua Kona, just a few sprinkles. Mauka of you through volcano as well. The chance of rain is going to be heightened for Friday into Saturday. And that's why we're probably going to be highlighting those days red, especially on Friday into Saturday for Kauai. And then you can see another chance on Monday. I'll take a closer look at the rest of your first alert forecast coming up soon.
Mahalo, Jen. An Arctic blast is placing millions of people under warnings in the Northeast. The storm has been blamed for at least 10 traffic deaths across much of the U.S. Now, the National Weather Service is calling this an epic generational cold front. Isabel Rosales brings us the timeline for when the dangerous weather will pass.
Maine to northeast Pennsylvania bracing for wind chills, falling as far as minus 50 degrees or more, according to a National Weather Service forecast. Frigid temperatures and powerful winds, gusts forecasted to blast up to 40 miles an hour.
If people are outside in weather that is extremely cold, below 20 degrees, frostbite sets in very quickly and you can die.
A whopping 15 million people expected to be under severe cold warnings across the region through Saturday.
The important fact is going to be remaining indoors this weekend, if at all possible. This is a great reason to stay home and maybe watch Netflix.
The Weather Service predicts the Arctic assault will move out relatively quickly by Sunday afternoon. Unlike the relentless ice storm that's been pummeling the south and central U.S. for most of this week.
Ridges and south. Trees are falling with all the ice.
Forecasters say warmer temperatures arrive by late Thursday, but ice over neighborhoods will take a while to thaw out. Lights out. Over 500,000 people are still without power from Texas to Tennessee, tracked by Power Outage U.S. And melting roads could remain slick and dangerous as rain continues in several areas through Thursday evening. I'm Isabel Rosales reporting.
The Pentagon suspects China is using a surveillance balloon to spy on our country. Military officials have been tracking it for a few days and says it floated over Montana, home to three nuclear missile silo fields. The FAA shut down the airport in Billings, Montana last night for 2 hours while the White House weighed its options. It decided not to shoot the balloon down as of now. The Philippines and the U.S. announced plans to implement a defense agreement aimed at countering threats from China and North Korea. It will allow the U.S. military access to four more bases in the Philippines and additional troop rotations in key areas facing the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea. The announcement comes as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. in Manila.
And we remain committed to strengthening our mutual capacities to resist armed attack. That's just part of our efforts to modernize our alliance. And these efforts are especially important as the People's Republic of China continues to advance its illegitimate claims in the West Philippine Sea.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to travel to China next week in what will be the first visit by a Biden administration cabinet-level official.
We made a promise to each other to never stop fighting.
Just a week after being exonerated for murder, Ian Schweitzer discusses life going forward after 23 years behind bars. Howard.
Mark, Green administration confirms tourism contract change of plan. Lawmakers vote on a bill to kill HTA. I'll update you. The Dow fell 39, but the NASDAQ leapt over 3%. You're getting your news first at 4, and we'll all be right back.
Pizza.
Pizza? Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.
This is Hawaii News Now.
Welcome back. Albert Ian Schweitzer spent 23 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. Last week, lawyers with the Innocence Project successfully argued he was wrongfully convicted using new DNA evidence. Today, he's a free man, but he spoke with us about the tough struggles in restarting life.
I'm having a hard time just talking to you guys, you know, and just my emotions, my mental state of just reality, you know. Am I able to work? Yes. But mentally, it's 1 week ago, I was in a cell. You know, I think the distance and the length, 25 years, 24 years, it took a toll a little bit.
You can watch Schweitzer's full interview on our website, hawaiinewsnow.com. The death of Tyree Nichols at the hands of five Memphis police officers has put renewed pressure on the Biden administration to pass police reform legislation. Nicole D'Antonio reports from Capitol Hill.
Mark, one day after Tyree Nichols was laid to rest, his family says their work is just beginning. They're demanding justice and accountability, starting right here on Capitol Hill.
The death of Tyree Nichols is yet another example of why we do need action.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met with black congressional leaders at the White House Thursday, renewing a push for police reform.
We got to stay at it as long as it takes.
The George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, introduced back in 2021, included measures to limit unnecessary or deadly use of force, restrict no-knock warrants and chokeholds, and limit qualified immunity for officers, which was a major sticking point on Capitol Hill.
House Democrats passed the legislation twice in the previous Congress, but it's been stalled for more than a year and now faces a tougher challenge with Republicans controlling the House.
Vice President Harris, who co-wrote the legislation while in the Senate, made an impassioned plea at Tyree Nichols' funeral Wednesday.
We demand that Congress pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Joe Biden will sign it.
Earlier this week, Republican Senator Tim Scott pointed blame at Democrats for not making a deal on areas where there was common ground. Reforms that included de-escalation training and a duty to intervene, something Tyree Nichols' family is now calling for.
Had the duty to intervene been law of the land on the federal level, it could have made a difference in Memphis, Tennessee.
The Nichols family is expected to attend the State of the Union address next week at the invitation of the Congressional Black Caucus, looking to keep police reform front and center.
And the Nichols family is expected to be right here on Capitol Hill this upcoming Tuesday to attend President Biden's State of the Union address. On Capitol Hill, Nicole DeAntonio, Hawaii News Now.
The city is looking for qualified applicants to serve on the Oahu Historic Preservation Commission. The panel will advise and assist federal, state, and city agencies in carrying out plans laid out by the city council. Those with a background in architecture, history, archaeology, Hawaiian culture, and anthropology are encouraged to apply. 9 individuals will be chosen to serve. More news ahead, but first, a look at the stories we're working on for the next half hour.
Supreme Court ruling that prosecutors predicted would let dangerous felons be released is being fixed in the state legislature.
Daryl Huff will have that story. New developments in the classified documents. Investigators surrounding former Vice President Mike Pence. The latest from our D.C. correspondent. And back here at home, the city will soon be accepting applications for Section 8 rental assistance. Details on when to apply at 4:30. We catch up with Howard after the break.
This podcast is sponsored by Doctors of Waikiki, Hawaii's best urgent care, your local Hawaii Nissan dealers, and HMAA. We're passionate about your health.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii.
We deliver aloha.